So what's halacha l'maisa? As it relates to this halacha, avedas rabbi, avedas aviv, one of the first mishnayos anyone ever learns, certainly Gemara, and how does it play itself out? So the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshim Mishpatim in Reish Samach Dalet, Sif Beis, the laws of avedo metziah says, poga b'avedas aviv, u'b'avedas rabbi. Somebody finds the aved of his father and the aved of his rebbe. Hoya aviv, shokul k'neged rabbi. If his father is equal to his rebbe, shall aviv koydemes, then you're supposed to return the aveda of your father. The imlav, let's say your rebbe is more chashev and learning than your father, shall rabbi koydemes, the rebbe comes first, v'hu sheyiyeh rabbi muvik, says the mechaber. This is only true if this rebbe is your rebbe muvik, sheroiv chachmasoi shall toira la mad mimenu. When you learn from him, roiv of your toira. First of all, you see a definition of rabbi muvik. So, it has to be a Rebbe Muvik, it has to be Reif Chachmasai, which was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It was Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We know we almost always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, paskins very, very clearly like Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be Reif Chachmasai Heman. This halacha is brought down in another place. It's brought down in Yerudea Simin Reish Membei Sif Lamed Dalet, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the laws of Kvoid Rabbi the Talmud Chacham. Meaning, it's brought down in Hilchis Aveda Umetzia, and it's brought down in Hilchis Kvoid Rabbi the Talmud Chacham. Aveda Umetzia meets not the Aveda Umetzia component of this halacha, and in Hilchis Kvoid Rabbi the Talmud Chacham meets not the Hilchis Rabbi component. There's two dinim in this halacha, and that's why it's brought down in these two different places in Shulchan Aruch. Either way, there the Mechaber says word for word. We don't have to read it again. It's mamish verbatim what he says here in Chayshem Mishpat. However, the Ramah adds a comment there that he doesn't add in Chayshem Mishpat. Says the Ramah, Yeshayim, had the Rabbi koydem la'aviv. This that a Rabbi comes before your father, haynu shaloyim et imay b'chinam. That's only true if the Rabbi learns with his Talmidim b'chinam. Avalim aviv soichel Rabbi. But let's say you have a Rabbi. But who's paying for your Rebbe? It's your father that's paying for your Rebbe. Who's paying your schar limit? Your father's the one who's paying the tuition. Umalanda, in that case, it's poshed aviv koydem l'chaldavar v'chei nirali ikar. So says the Ramah, I heard a Yeshayim that says that the only time the Rebbe comes first, that it's if the Rebbe's teaching for free. But if someone's paying his paying him to do it, and oh, by the way, it's your father that's doing it, then it's poshed your father's going to come first. Now this Yeshayim that the Ramah says he found is the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim, it's in Simen Tov Kuf Pe'e. He says it word for word. The Shach brings it, and the Shach adds a part of the Sefer Chassidim that the Ramah didn't even mention. And that is, what happens if there's a Rebbe who did not want to teach this Talmud unless somebody was going to pay him, and the father couldn't pay him? The Yehudi, or Yehudim, noisn lo yaschirus lalamdoi. But there's a person who's giving tzedakah, and he is paying the schar limud for this child. Oz avedas bal hanoisen koydem. Then if it would be a shaila of the Rebbe, or the person who's paying the Rebbe, even then he would come first. Now, Kamuva, this is a much bigger chiddush. Because aviv the rabbi, aviv has a schutz mitzad aviv. He's meviyah l'chayah olam hazeh. Rabbi has a schutz mitzad the fact that he's meviyah olam haba. So you're going to tell me when the father's also paying the tuition, so then already he has two milas. Number one, he's meviyah olam hazeh. Number two, he's meviyah on some level, Olam Haba, he's Kodemus. But the Sefer Chassidim says, don't make that mistake. It's even more than that. Because even if it's not your father, it's a shaila of the person who's teaching you versus the person who's paying the person that's teaching you. Even then, you see the koyach of Achzok Satayra. Even then, Kesef Yana Zakoyel. Even then, you see that he has a mailo. Either way, that's the way that Halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch.